That's okay. We're joined, obviously, you've been giving your book a bit of a plug, Martin, all the way through the first half, and numerous people entered the little competition there. Joined by your co-author, Paul Taylor. Now, Paul, I don't know how pleased you're going to be that Martin's giving away your book. No.
Well, so long as he's paying for it, I'm not quite pleased about it.
What's your thoughts on the first half, Paul?
Well, I'm a bit disappointed it's still 0-0. I think we've done enough to be clearly in front. We've had the better chances. It's easy to understand why Dagenham's not scored many, but away from home all season, if this is how they play. But I'm a bit disappointed that the Stags haven't shown a bit better finishing quality up front.
A little like me, Paul, and you're thinking the longer the game goes on, and the longer it remains at 0-0, and the longer the Stags continue to miss chances, do you think there's that sneaky Mansfield type thing to be done, as concede a late goal and lose a game?
Well, the way we've defended in a lot of games this season, we only need one individual error at the back and we could be in trouble. But so far that's not looked to be the case. We've looked fairly safe at the back so far. I'd just like to see them make one mistake at the back and us pop one in for a change.
And instead of talking of doom and gloom, let's talk about Brighton. Now, it's this book of yours of Norman Martins. Now, I remember talking to you in a pub quite a few months ago.
Me in a pub?
Yes.
Never.
Yeah, no. About all the hard work that was going into it. Just how much of a labour of love has it been for you?
Well, anything to do with Mansfield Town for me and Martin is a labour of love, obviously. We were invited by the publishers to produce this book, and really the hard part was selecting which photographs to put in and then sorting them into a sensible order, but certainly brought some...
How you managed it with Martin living in Guildford and you living in Nottingham? You're not too far away from the old...
No.
Bagging pie munching people, aren't
no,
you?
No, we're not far from the maggots or the... all those red people. But, obviously we've had to meet when we're both in the same area, and luckily Martin comes up to watch the Stags every so often, so we've used my mother's front room as an office on a couple of occasions, camped out there for a couple of days, and we've managed to pull it all together.
Just how have you decided which photos have gone in? Because obviously I do the Legends book, me and Dave Bracegirdle, and we had countless hours and everything else deciding who was going in, and you never please everybody, do you? Someone always says to you, well, why isn't that in, why isn't that in? What ultimately gave you two, and I'd like Martin to answer this one as well, what gave you two the choice of which photos to go in?
Well, to be honest, I mean, the publisher asked us to do the book on the basis of the team pictures that are on Stagsnet. So we've got the team pictures to go in, they were the mainstay, if you like, the backbone, and then we selected what we thought were important games, and looked at the images we've got from those games, and tried to include what we thought were the best representatives of...
Was there any arguing? Was there any, I want that one in, I don't, I do, I don't? Martin?
Not a huge amount. I mean, really, we wanted...
Not a huge amount,
obviously. it was a little bit. But we... We wanted to tell the history of the football club. That's what we wanted to do. Tell the history of the football club in photographs. So we've got always lots of photos about promotion seasons, about relegation seasons, about key matches like Wembley and Cardiff. Photos of key goals. Photos of key players, you know, some of the really most important players in Mansfield Town's history, those who've made the most appearances, top goal scorers, we've got all those in, and that's sort of how we blended the thing, and we more or less came up with roughly the right number of photos, just deciding what we wanted to include, and in the end we had to knock out some rather than thinking about what we'd include. It was a question of knocking some out and try to make sure there was something for everybody. So whatever era you supported Mansfield Town, really, whether it be the 50s, the 60s, the 70s, there's something for you.
Before we finish plugging your book tremendously and everything else, there is some people out there out in internet land who'll be a little bit unsure of where to get the book from and how much it costs. Do you want to come in?
Yep, the book is £12.99. You can get it from the publisher's website, which is www.tempus-publishing.com. Tempus is T-E-M-P-U-S, tempus-publishing.com. Or you can get it from places like amazon.co.uk or play.com. Or if you're in Mansfield, you can get it from Mansfield Museum. You can get it from the Field Mill Club shop, and it will be on sale very shortly in WH Smith, though Paul and I found out this morning when we went in, they haven't actually got it on sale yet.
Yeah, you're not the only one. I popped in this morning and thought, well, I better get myself one, but since Nigel Phillips managed to grab himself a free copy, typically. Finally, just onto this first half, we're going to get pounded out by a little bit of music.